everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unlimited Abundance. I am so happy to be here with you guys. I hope you are having a lovely holiday season wherever you are. And yes, I'm so excited to tune in together today. If you were listening to last week's episode, which was called Getting Out of Your Own Way, such a powerful episode. I know a lot of you guys really enjoyed that one. As well as the one the week before, we talked a lot about the quantum field, about desire, about action in the past 2 weeks, which I find such powerful themes in general, but especially entering the new year, such really powerful conversations that we had in the past two episodes. So if you've missed those, definitely check those out. But in last week's episode, I mentioned that this week I would be doing a Q&A with my husband here on the podcast. And so this week we are here on the podcast to answer your questions. I asked you guys on Instagram to ask any questions you had, general life conversations, whatever it may be around relationship, partnership, union, and even general questions. So we'd be happy to answer them and just have a conversation about conscious coupling, because next year is actually year 6, which is the Lover's card in tarot. And I really think a lot of powerful couples will be coming into alignment. And it really is our own inner work to step into our highest alignment to attract a like-minded partner or to grow together. So without further ado, you want to introduce yourself, say hello.
Hello. I can't really do too much introducing.
Well,
I'm just here to answer more than.
Are you excited to answer? We have really good conversations about dating, dynamics of dating, and everything like that. So I feel like it would be really interesting to hear some of your insight alongside mine.
Certainly, I'm open to give my perspective on things and the trials and tribulations of dating, especially in places like Los Angeles and America in general.
America. Well, I asked you guys, so we'll just hop into some questions and we'll just have an organic conversation. I think, so the first question we'll start with, which we'll kind of bridge off of the each question, but the first question is, what are tips for maintaining a healthy, positive relationship? So I'm going to just kick this one off because I already have some things. I think the first thing that I think we can't hop into addressing concerns inside a relationship until we assess if the relationship is healthy to begin with, right? Because let's say someone's in a relationship that literally doesn't serve them, it's not for their highest alignment, and then they're like, well, how can I make this relationship better? Well, it's like, you should leave, you know. Just as an example, I think it's first important to address coming into a healthy, conscious relationship and what that looks like, and then solving that. Because I feel like a lot of women are in relationships that aren't the healthiest, which, you know, everyone, you know, you go through those to evolve and grow, but then they're like, well, how can I make this better? Or how can I make, sometimes it's like, it's not about making that relationship better. Sometimes it's about finding the actual organic right relationship for you. And sometimes that requires inner work. So I think always starting with like the coming into a coupling process in general. So I just kind of want to start, like, use that as a stepping stone. So the first thing I would say is it's important to find someone with similar values or the same values or a lot of value crossover. You know, when you do a Venn diagram, a lot of values I think should cross over. I think it's really good to have your own things you value, especially, you know, you offer different things and you enjoy different things. So it's not just like all the same. But I find that if you don't agree on the main things in life, though, and you overlook those in the beginning because you think, oh, whatever, it's not a big deal, or you're just so swept up with emotion that you ignore those really big things that you do or don't agree upon, those will later come out. Reason being is every decision we make is based off of our beliefs, which really is in a way reflects our values, right? So what would be, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
I think an important factor is going into, you know, if you're at a point where you're getting into a serious relationship or just a relationship in general, you know, what were you originally dating for? And has that changed? You know, what were you dating to just be on dates because you were lonely? Were you dating because you were just looking for your man or your woman? Or are you going into things open-minded without a set kind of series of, I don't want to say must-haves, but, you know, criteria, bullet points even. Mm-hmm. And I think those things need to be aligned.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
And I think that, yeah, if you're looking to just have some fun and you have no expectations on what's to be expected, then you're probably not going to have the type of conversations that you need to have in the beginning phases to actually work out what someone's values are.
Which, going off of that, I mean, I think it's just about, it's about intentionality. So, like you were saying, so it's like, whenever you're going with any intention, whether you're wanting to manifest something in your life, in your business, in love, a partner, right? You have an intention. You have a clear expectation or a clear desire of what you want, right? So like you've priorities in life, right? If you don't know what your priorities are in life, then you're not going to know what to say yes or no to. And I always give this example. So let's say someone's priority in life at the moment is building their business, right? So when their friends invite them out, they might say no because that doesn't align with their priorities at that season of their life. In a different season of their life, maybe they've built their business, they sold it, they're thriving, and they're like, you know what, I'm gonna prioritize friendship for a little. So at that moment, they make an opportunity to go out with friends and they would say yes to that, maybe even say no to more work. Because at different seasons of our lives, we have different priorities, but it's important to know what those are, right? So it's important to know what our desire or our intention is. And I find that, I mean, I don't know if it's a stretch to say, but that successful people are intentional, whether they're intentional and they're successful in their relationship because they're intentional in their relationship or they're intentional in their work. I think that you can and I think intentionality is very important. So for you being, if you're a woman, right, being clear, like, what am I, like you're saying, what am I looking for? If you're just looking to enjoy and go on dates and frolic, then, you know, then you'll have different standards. Honestly, you would, versus if you were going to be like, you know what, I'm dating to marry, which in my opinion, why would you not date to marry? Why would you waste your time? Obviously, I think that in a dating process, you meet a lot of people and you learn about yourself, but I still think that at the end of the day, your intentions just stay the same, because why would you invest your time and energy just freely? You know, this isn't a charity. These dates aren't like a fundraiser. So I just think that being intentional and knowing what you're looking for is very powerful, because then you will see if others are intentional or not. I think looking for intentionality in others is the biggest thing. I think that if you'll very clearly see in a man's actions and perhaps in a woman's actions, but we're speaking, you know, to mostly women, I think you'll very clearly see intentionality or not. And that is, I think, a very clear indication for you of where that person's focus is in their life. I think that when there's no intentionality, women get stuck. Oh, do they like me that night? Like for me, if you're looking for a high quality partnership, you want that person to be intentional, because if they're not intentional, even at the beginning of dating you or you, the first, you know, engagements, people who are intentional in most areas of their lives, I would argue. So if they're not intentional in their partnership or relationship, I would argue that they're less intentional in other aspects of their life.
Yeah, I could agree there. Yeah, I don't think your intentions need to align at the start. I think that will happen organically as you get to know each other.
Explain. I want you to expand upon that.
So, like, I don't think everyone goes into every date, especially guys, thinking this could be my future partner or whatever.
Yeah.
But that isn't necessarily to say that they're just trying to hook up with this person.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm saying objective intention. So maybe they're objectively on a dating app to find a partner, like to find a wife, let's say, or a long-term partner. But like you're saying, they're not going in every date. Oh, this might be the person. But in general, their overarching intention for dating even is a long-term partner.
Yeah, and I think if that isn't the case and someone is just looking to just go on dates because they might be lonely or bored or whatever reason, I think those things can be quite easily deduced from the conversations that you have, especially if you end up going on a first date and, you know, if someone's just talking about all the concerts they have planned, all the nightclubs they go into, like trips with the boys, all these different things they're doing, you're probably thinking, you know, someone that's looking to get into a serious relationship probably wouldn't have pre-booked all those things in advance.
They're like, yeah, I'm going to 5 music festivals.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm all for that. But I think people need to ask, you know, not put people off, not be a bit overzealous or over eager or pushy or nosy, but work out a way of asking questions where you can try and find someone's intentions. And then I agree with you, if you both intentional, then things will align naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that relationship will necessarily work out, because you might have totally different views on how you raise kids or where you want to live, or, you know, if you want to work for someone or run your own business or whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a few dates, if someone went on a few first dates and is talking to a few people on a dating app, because we met through a dating app, that's what it's my go-to.
Thank you, Hinge.
Yeah,
if you're all listening.
then I think you'll slowly learn how to ask the right kind of questions to get the right bit of information.
And I also think that it's just about, like he was saying, just being honest with yourself. So, like, I think, for example, like, I'm going to give an example. Let's say a woman is, you know, looking for a partner. Like, let's say you're successful, you know, you have your things together, you've done a lot of inner work, and you're looking for someone who's, you know, at least on your level or above, right? I think that that's just a good, honestly, rule to live by. But I think that if you're wanting to grow and expand in general, it's good to surround yourself with people who are honestly better than you or similar to you, because then you're gonna step into something. It might be triggering, but it'll allow you to grow, right? So same thing in a relationship. So someone's like, they're trying to find an equal partner, right? And I don't mean equal in like your equal success, but just like someone who's on the same page, on the same level. I'm going somewhere with this, but
I was just gonna say, yeah, if two people are both independent, I think it's a great start.
Yeah,
people are financially and mentally independent and can do things themselves. You've got the one foot in there.
Yeah, because no one's relying on anyone, in the beginning especially. Well, so basically, my thing is, I'm speaking about to like women particularly. So if you know, like, I want to, I don't know, you have all these goals for yourself, right? I don't know, maybe you want to own a home or multiple, or you want to travel, or like, let's say you have all these visions, or you want to have kids, and you want to raise them in a specific area, or like, so you have your vision, right? Being honest with yourself if that person aligns with your vision. What I mean by that is, I see a lot of women, right, they have this desired life and this vision, but then they'll go and date people who just clearly are not a match. And I don't mean that in any way to put anyone down or say anyone's better or worse. It's all about what you want, right? Someone who's a traveler and lives out of their van and loves adventures might be seeking somebody who's similar to that. Somebody who's living, let's say, in Los Angeles and is in the stage where they already maybe want to get married and have kids, they're probably not gonna look for someone who's living in a van. It's not say one is better or worse. That person might be looking for someone who's on their same page, enjoys similar activities, love kids, is also financially successful, and is going to be contributing to the table. So I just think in the beginning, to not let your in the very beginnings when you have the least emotion, so you need to be the most objective in those moments, men and women, because the more you get sick, so you need to decide, like, in the early. And I'm not saying you have to decide, like, Mia's sitting on his lap. She's sitting in his office chair. You just need to be honest with yourself before the emotional hormones take over to see if that is genuinely a good partner for you. Because I see a lot of women, go on a date with someone who is just triggering old trauma. So a lot of the time, this is like a little trauma-informed trauma session, when someone feels very addictive emotions to someone, so like they're like, they meet them and they're like genuinely like, oh my god, like, not just like, wow, I really like that person, but like almost an addictive kind of personality. It's because that person triggered trauma in them. Let's say they were like, you've seen people, examples of people who aren't good for them, but they're like obsessed with them. It's because they're triggering trauma. So I think it's important to just feel in your body, like, is it, I don't know, this is why meditation and, I don't know, just solitude, whatever practice you have, spending time with yourself is so crucial, so you can really feel into, like, is this person genuinely good for me, or is there something I'm trying to resolve, some validation I'm trying to receive, some attention I'm trying to gain, so that you can just be clear if that's a person that's a match for you or not. Because then later, women get into those relationships, and that person was not... Oh, I'm supposed to sit. was not the match for them, right? So let's say they're thriving and they want to build like a successful family or whatever together, but then they, they let their emotions sweep in and then they end up being with someone who's a flop, I don't know, lack of a better word. And then they're like, oh my gosh, and they're so upset. It's like, I spoke with you in the car the other day, that being just honest from the beginning, you can like someone, they can be a great person, but if you're wanting this to be the partner for your life, I mean, it's like, a really big role.
I think that plays on both sides of the coin as well. But
yeah, speak to the men's side. Men, I'm speaking for the women's. Yeah.
Well, I think for guys, and I know women that do this also, someone really comes to mind right now, they'll see through, they'll just look past, they'll avoid, ignore blatant red flags due to the way someone looks.
Uh-huh.
Or someone's status, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or in today's day and age, how many followers someone has. Or how many subscribers someone has, again, coming from
being how many LinkedIn likes they're getting.
Exactly, right? If they've gone viral before, whatever.
How much cryptocurrency they have. They have 5 Bitcoin. Yeah, I'm in.
Exactly, right? People see past obvious flaws that are such massive red flags that you know things are never going to work long term. Because someone looks good, or because they think, oh, my friends might be impressed with this, or my parents might be impressed with this, whatever it might be. The difficult bit, I think, for people is being able to be honest with themselves. So I think, you know, you don't necessarily, although I would always advise it, need to meditate or look inwards, or you could be at the start of a spiritual journey, or just be really getting used to being alone or being by yourself. Could have been a long-term relationship, whatever it is. You have to have those moments of solitude. You have to be able to look inside and be like, what do I actually want? And as you mentioned from the first point, stay true to that. Because if you don't, you're essentially just sailing a ship towards the coast and just ignoring the lighthouse that's clearly blaring, and you know, you're just going to run aground.
And that really, that kind of brings up a third point of, like, I know we spoke about values, but like I feel like two people's long-term vision for life needs to align. So if one person's like, I want to, like you're saying, travel the world and go and more, go to every music festival and blah 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 blah, and maybe I'll live here and live here, and someone else is more settled or wants something else, I think that, like you're saying, the vision of two ships really resonated. If you guys you could start at one point, but if two people are going completely opposite directions, sooner or later, they're going to go their separate ways. So I think you need to be moving towards the same object, you know, whatever that is. And this is, like I said, where that honesty comes in, where, like you're saying, when you meet someone, before all the emotion kicks in, this is why it's also so important to do work. I might bring it back to spiritually, around unworthiness and around validation, because, like you're saying, you want to feel whole by yourself and understand that someone is in addition to that. And I think if you're feeling desperate or lonely or whatever it is, you're going to, I mean, in general, if you're not feeling whole in yourself, inherently you're going to accept less than you deserve. So I think that's why I think it's important to do work around insecurities. And I'm not saying you have to be perfect, you're this perfect healed goddess, but you also need to make sure you're coming from the space of, I'm only going to engage my time and energy and like on a consistent basis if this really is a match for me. Because so many women will be like, oh, I want a really healthy relationship, I want this, I'm calling this in, but then Chad texts them at 3 a.m and they hang out with them. Your actions need to align with what what you're desiring. Like, you can't be over here telling me you want a healthy, conscious relationship and then you're meeting I'm trying to think of a name I don't know like Liam. I don't know, from that one. You're meeting Liam at 11 p.m. when he invited you for a drink and you're Ubering yourself there. You know what I mean? I just think that you have to...
I think that honesty needs to come from yourself, though. I don't think that means to women listening who are going out on dates this week, or guys. I don't think it means you need to be honest and just list everything you're looking for in life on the
date. No. It's within yourself.
You have to be honest with yourself, which is such a wishy-washy thing to say. But when it comes to relationship, you know, look beyond someone's looks, look beyond someone's successes in life, and look for the things, like, find things that motivate you. Like, what are you actually really looking for in a partner? Do you see those traits? Find ways of asking questions that don't make you seem nosy or needy or like you're fishing, but find ways to organically have conversation. Keep an eye out for red flags. Keep a list of red flags. If a guy's asking you X, Y, Z, you know, be ready to kind of counter that, or be ready to ask.
And also, like, going off of that, next question? I'm going to go to the next question, but I just wanted the last thing, because it's a conversation, like, the questions are more like, you know, prompts, is that, like, going off of being honest with yourself, like, no, okay, think about it. Think if you had a company and you were hiring for the, you know, CMO position, okay, a high position, you need someone super qualified. Most people will probably be a no, and only one person would be a yes. So there might be a lot, you might have to do a lot of rejections before you get to the person, right? Same thing, you're hiring for your life partner. That is even more important, okay? So you need to know that if you have high standards, a lot of people are not going to meet those standards, and women feel bad or get discouraged, right? Because let's say they're like, I don't know, I've gone on 10 dates and none of them were good. Great. You just 10 rejections, on to the next.
10 free meals.
Exactly. There you, but like, no, but seriously, it's like you need to understand that if you have high standards, clearly not everyone's going to meet those standards. It's almost implied, right? You have high standards. You don't have average standards. If you had average standards, then yes, every average person would meet those qualifications. And I think a lot of women are ashamed of thinking that they're like so picky or blah, 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 or for men too. But it's like, no, you know, this is a, if you're going to invest your time and energy in a lifetime with this person, you know, just being honest about yourself with those things.
Else it's just going to catch up with you anyway, because it's just going to, you're just going to come unstuck.
And also, in the dating process, right, just being honest along their way. So my rule is like, if someone didn't text you after 4 to 8 hours, they don't like you. And even if they like you, they're not that serious. Like, just being honest about those things. Like, girls will go on a date, someone won't text them for 2 weeks, and then they'll be like, maybe he's busy. I'm like,
flags again.
I'm like, exactly. It's just like,
consistency.
it's like, this is where we have to be honest with ourselves and understand, okay, yes, do I want to feed this illusion or delusion in my mind? Or am I re do I really want to be honest with myself? And for me, what I would always ask myself, is this the kind of person that I want to, like, share the story of, or I'd be okay saying yes to on the altar, like, oh yeah, well, when we met, he ignored me for 2 weeks after our first date, then I texted him 17 times. Like, is that the story you want to tell? I don't know, just that's what I always reflect upon. Like, as the date, as the prequel is occurring, is that the story you want to tell? Yeah, you know, we met at 2 a.m. at a, you know, I don't know,
Barney's Beanery.
yeah, Barney, you know, Cabo Cantina. It was like, is that the story you want of your love story? And you have so much more free will than you think. You know, so many girls just, this is another subtopic, but just, and men too, just don't agree to things that you don't want to do. Like, have standards. Be okay with having boundaries. I would say plenty of
I
times,
think
like,
boundaries is a better word than
yeah.
standards.
Well, like, in standards for that, like, someone's like, oh, do you want to go walk and get coffee? Like, I have 6 coffee machines. I'm good, Chad. You know, like, we have different thoughts on those.
Although I think that's a great date, because there's no pressure. There's no
But
alcohol, there's no romantic setting. You're just walking around getting to know each
no,
other.
but, you know why that's not good? I can tell you right away, because there's not a lot of effort invested. And for men
there
to
is,
value,
because you have to drive a whole conversation while you're walking. You don't have music to drown you out. You don't have, you can't, like, point out.
Well, like, to plan a date and to pick someone up and to get ready, like, I understand that that could go both ways. So, I mean, be selective, you know, do a little FaceTime call before, whatever you need to do. But I just think that someone really needs to show that investment of time and effort. And again, that's a very personal standard. But I just think, and for men too, if a girl says, like, oh, like, let's do this, and you don't want to do that, like, I think, well, actually, it's really funny, because it's kind of in both ways. So women will respect men so much more who say no to things. So, I mean, if you're like, I don't want to blah, blah, blah. And right, vice versa. If a woman says, like, no, I don't want to do that, or no, I'm not doing that, and you can say it in a very kind way. You don't say it in, like, I think people think of boundaries as these, like, very rude, abrupt things. You can set a boundary in, like, the kindest, sweetest way, like, oh, I'm not really interested in that. What about blank? It could sound like something like this, or, you know what, that's an interesting idea, but I've been really wanting to try this. Like, it can sound like such a gentle pivot, but I just think just being clear again on what you will and won't tolerate. Because if you're not, you'll just take anything in a way, because you won't know what's a no. If you don't know what's a no for you won't really know what's a yes for you. In the same time, yeah, it's all good. He's pointing at the recording. We're doing well. All right, we'll go to the next question. They're all kind of tied in. That's why I'm just having an organic conversation.
Can I have a look at the list of questions?
I'm just I yeah,
No,
sure.
you can freestyle it.
Okay, his top 5 tips for men in relationships, please. Oh, this is a good one. So, top 5 tips for men in relationships. Five.
Question. Do you mean tips as in what to do to secure yourself a future wife, or do you mean
just anything that comes to mind?
expectations that you have
Just
for.
everything. Just the top 5 that you're like, these are the things that I want to tell.
Okay, I think being consistent is huge, right? Like, if you're, you know, there's rules and stuff. You watch sitcoms, you watch movies and stuff from America, especially growing up in the UK and everywhere else I've lived. You watch these shows and it's like, oh, you got to wait 3 days before you message someone. Like, oh, she seemed desperate or whatever. Like, obviously, don't message someone like 10 times, but
Yeah,
yeah, like, hey, be consistent in your messaging, especially when you're first starting out. Like, don't ask fluff questions. Like, if you want to know the answer to something, like,
direct.
Yeah, be direct, but also figure out a way of asking it without being in someone's face. But in regards to consistency, I think, you know, follow up, that, you know, make sure someone gets home safe. If you put them in an Uber to send someone home, or you drop someone off, depending on what their preferences are.
You put them in that Chevy Suburban?
Yeah, whatever it might be. You know, be like, oh, hey, glad you got home safe. Right, talk soon. Whatever it might be.
Like you're saying, like, it can be not weird. Or, like, what came to mind when you're... I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, but you were saying, like, ask in a non-direct way. So you don't have to ask, like, hey, do you want to hang out tomorrow? But you could say, what are your plans for this weekend? Like, you can say things in a very non-aggressive way.
Yeah, or have you been here before? Like, to a show? Like, yeah. to an art installation? Or I think when we first... When one of our first dates was going to the Broad. Yeah, the gallery.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because we were really into
And
like,
look, I got this doggy thing because they have one at the... I have on my desk this doggy thing that I got later at Kitson because it reminds of one of...
But I really want to see the Basquiat pictures because I've just heard Jay-Z and other rappers and stuff talking about this artwork for, and they had an installation. So I was like, hey, have you been here before? So it was something different to do. And then I constantly felt like... Hey, I like the way this is going. I'm enjoying the conversations. I need to not seem needy, not seem desperate, but also not seem like too...
Laissez-faire.
Bro-y, yeah, that's a good word. Like, bro-y as in like, oh, the boys might say something to me if I message back after a couple of days, whatever that might be. So I think consistency is...
Mia's licking your chair.
I think consistency is huge because it sets the... tone for the rest of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, not every date might work. Someone might not like one of the things that you do. You both might not like it, but at least you're trying to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
So figure out what someone likes, ask the right type of questions, and then be consistent with not only your messaging, but...
Is that all five in one or
no,
just one?
No, that's just one.
And as a woman, I think it's like, just saying on the other side, yeah, being... I think that women really appreciate... It's very masculine to be direct and have a target. So if someone's like wishy-washy, like you want a date and they never ask you another one, like it's like kind of weird. Like, I just been it. But like, you know, like you just... When someone's, like you're saying, consistent and transparent, like people like that. And if they don't like that, they don't like you. So you just weed them out. Like, if you're transparent with someone about hanging out again and they don't want to hang out again, I can almost guarantee as a woman they didn't like you. Because if they liked you and you asked them directly, they'd be like, they would immediately say yes. So if anything, I know maybe some men don't want to get rejected, but like that rejection's saving you because then you can just move on then instead of waiting. You wait 2 weeks, you play these games, and then you find out that they don't want to go on a date with you at 5 o'clock, you know.
Second point I would say, stick to your word.
Mm.
I think that just runs in life in general. Something that I always try and live by. So, you know, if you say, hey, I'll pick you up or I'll send an Uber for you at 7 p.m. this is where we're going for dinner on Wednesday, like, you know, you say, hey, have you ever been to this restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like this type of food, whatever it might be? And they'll be like, oh, hey, I found the best place.
That's a good thing to be thoughtful. I don't know, that came to mind. Like you're saying, if you know that they love, they're vegan. Like, you knew I was vegan. You're vegan, pretty kind, mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, so.
So I think stick to your word. I think, yeah, be thoughtful or...
considerate.
Yeah, but that I just think, yeah, but considerate and thoughtful. Find things that you know the other person likes. And, you know, you might like it, you might not like it, but...
It's experience together,
yeah,
ultimately.
Yeah, go and experience. Go and find out what makes the other person tick, what makes the other person happy. Someone's happier, someone's engaged, someone's... you know, really into it and is looking forward to
it. You take it to Rodeo. I found what makes them happy.
Someone's like giving you feedback and giving you more information on so that you
be
can
a good
build.
Listener too, right? Like in it's, conversations, remember things that people say. Sorry.
Yeah, because it says the person that just interrupted me.
sorry.
Yeah, so that's the third point I would say. Fourth point is. Yes, again, stick to your boundaries. Have your own boundaries.
I think this is your third point. Because the first one was consistent to...
Stick to your word.
Stick to your word.
And then we just...
So three boundaries. Oh, be thoughtful?
Be thoughtful, yeah.
That was kind of a... We kind of
thoughtful
made...
Thoughtful or...
Considerate. Okay, that's three. Boundaries.
Yeah, set your own boundaries, right? Just because you're attracted to someone. Just because someone... You might think someone's, you know, hot or...
Don't sleep with them. I am telling you, ladies, 2022, yeah. Do not sleep with them until you're in a relationship. I don't care what men say, they're lying.
Yeah, just, I forgot where I was now.
No, I'm saying that don't have your boundaries.
Yeah, have your boundaries. Stick to them, be rigid with it. Like, have your own set of flags as well. You know, like, if you're trying to think of a relevant example, like...
I have one example.
Go for it.
let's say you have, you work out every day really early in the morning, and, like, it's part of your routine, you know, it makes you feel really grounded, like, I don't know, right? And one night you're out really at home, Mia's laying on his lap, so she was, like, licking your hand, then the seat, then my planner, but... Let's say you know that routine makes you feel really grounded and stable and inspired, but you're out really, really late, and they're like, oh, do you want to stay out even later? Like, in that moment, you might want to say yes because you're already hanging out with them, but just, I would honor your boundaries because you know that first is going to show that person. I think it's super attractive people honor their boundaries. If I was on a date and you were like, I need to go home because tomorrow I'm going to keep at 6 to do my yoga and my breath work and my journaling, I would be like, damn, like, this guy's committed. Because as soon as someone can see that you're committed to something, I think that that's super attractive because it shows they'll be committed to you. So it's like, if you had a date, that person would leave their hang out with their friends to go on your date. So I find that it's kind of a two in one, because one, you're showing that you have boundaries, that you have things that you're committed to. So I think if that person respects you, they'll be like, wow, this girl or this guy's committed. Like, they're going to go home. They're not just going to, you know, F their boundaries. And two, it already makes you more attractive to go on another date. So it's like you win because you not only got to do your routine and you feel grounded, but that person knows you're committed, and then they're going to be even more inclined. You know, there's a quote that women tell women, like, leave them wanting more, you know, like, then they're going to want to see you again, versus if you just stay out all night till 4 a.m., that's it, you know, like, A, you just... no 6 a.m. wake up for you. And then I'm being playful, but you know what I'm saying, like, you not only fucked up your routine for, like, sorry, excuse my French, but, like, that you didn't, you might feel, I don't know, for me, when I don't honor my boundaries, it makes me feel bad, it makes me feel icky. Like, if I knew that, like, if I'm out and I knew I need to be home because I need to do something the next day, and I ignore my intuition, and I, for me, it's less about I care what the other person thinks. It's more I don't want to disrespect myself. If I feel like I need to do something and I don't do it, like, let's say I have work to do and I ignore it or whatever it is, like, that makes me feel icky and I have to live with that. It's not about, like, proving myself to another person. So it's like, I say honor your boundaries because you're going to feel better. And the plus side is that the person will respect you more.
Yeah. And I think with that as well, with boundaries and with setting your own standards and what you expect from someone, That ties into red flags, and it ties into where you should be wary. I think make sure that you're getting as much as you're giving. You know, like, it can't just be, I'm not saying that for a second that you know, that the woman should offer to pay for the date when you've had 3 dates or something like that. But, like, if you're the one that's suggesting, hey, like, you know, when are you free? And she says Thursday and Saturday, and you give 2 options for both those days, and you get a flaky response, or, you know, oh, I'm okay with either, and, you know, you're being direct, you're being, you know, you're being thoughtful and
initiate,
yeah, initiate and push yourself, and you're not getting the same back. Then question why that is. Are they as interested as I am in them? You know, you at that point you would have known what they do for a job, how much time they've got free, what their schedule
also
is.
Also, now,
like,
with Instagram, like, you can see what they're doing. So if yeah. Kelly's out with the girls.
And yeah, avoid all socials is what I will say to all guys as well. Avoid having social media accounts. if you can help it, the best thing I ever did was quitting all of social media. It changed my life.
If you don't work, that's not your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But just, and don't use social media to find your partner.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because what's online?
Well,
you know,
I don't know. I mean, people have found, like in the spiritual community, who have found their partner because, you know, they have a lot of like-minded people through
it's
friends.
A good way of doing it. But I think this is a personal thing. This is coming from me. This is just for me. You know, sliding into someone's DMs is probably not the best way to start a relationship.
Yeah,
I think it should be. I think there has to be mutual.
Yeah, I really like a lot of more traditional or conservative rules when it comes to dating personally, because I think it creates a stable foundation. It'll be like, yeah, and then at 2 a.m., daddy slid into my, like, I don't know. I like the whole, like, oh yeah, we had a date and he planned it and sent me a, you know, Uber, and we had, like, that's a story I want to tell our kids, you know?
Yeah.
Not, oh, we're outside the club, he got my Snapchat. Like, I don't know. And I get it's everyone's own story, but this is why I'm talking about free will. Also, you had the fifth tip. That was your fourth one.
My fifth tip is to be creative.
Yeah. Women appreciate that so much. Like, sorry, I'm on one, but I just have so many ideas. Like, just sending someone flowers. It's like, I don't know, $50, but it'll make their day. Or drop some off from Trader Joe's.
I don't think flowers are too
thoughtful.
Too creative. Thoughtful. I said creative.
They're not creative in a way, but like, men don't do, like, I mean, some men do, but like, if you do it, it just, you go number one to the roster, babe.
I meant more, from a guy's point of view, I meant more, you know, be creative in ways that you get information from people, right? You know, you go to places, that, you know, if a girl says, hey, I'm really into like art and stuff like that, and you know that you can go somewhere where they're going to be more open, more engaged, you know, more in a happier place and more chatty and more talkative, then you're going to learn more about that person. The more you learn about that person, the more things, A, you can find out that you have in common. Then you can go on dates to that fashion. But then you'll also find out what people's thought process are and how people rationalize things and how reactive people are. Like, one of my worst traits is that I'm extremely reactive, which is why I had to get off social media, because I just react to something and I have to comment, or I'll take every bite. Everyone goes fishing for me and I'll nibble every time.
He was like on like a Reddit forum for his football club debating people. I'm like, babe, what the fuck
And they kicked me out.
I was like, I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
They kicked me out, and everything I said 3 months ago has all come true. When it comes to my football club, big up Leeds United. Then, you know, it sounds like, you know, this isn't a data collection process, and so it sounded so techie because I'm in the tech space. But the more you can learn about someone organically, the more, I won't say ammo, it's the wrong word, but the more
data you have on them, and like to make a decision.
And then I can be more direct. I can say, hey, I know that she's really into this type of cuisine, or she's really into this type of like artwork, or going to light show, whatever it might be. If she's into racing Porsches around the track, and you know, you can take her to a driving day or something, or to the F1, or to whatever it might be.
The Autobahn in Germany.
Go and do it. So stay creative. Don't be like, don't be nosy, don't be annoying, don't be in someone's face, but
people like when you're interested in them. If that person, my thing is like, this is the best thing about everything you're saying, is that if they're interested in you, this will work. And if they're not, it will just show you that they're not quicker. And instead of you wasting your time, you don't want to be 3 months in realizing someone doesn't like you. You know, this is a, we want to know that pretty quickly.
Or they, you know, even if you go 3 months in and you realize, this person likes me, they might not like me for the right reasons.
Yeah.
They might like me for the money I've got, or for
the 7 cars I have.
Yeah, or, you know, for
just attention.
The way I look.
Or just attention.
The tattoos I've got. Whatever it might be.
Or attention. A lot of girls just want attention sometimes.
Yeah, and from as many sources as they can get it. So I think my favorite out of all of these is be consistent, but be creative. Like, find out what works for you both. Find stuff. Find things that can one day become traditions for you both.
Like when we start going to Erewhon.
Yeah. And now we have our own Christmas traditions this year. And, you know, taking Mia for a long walk along the cliffs and stuff like that. Like, find things that, through being creative, try new things. Don't be afraid to try.
Step into the unknown.
Yeah, and just go for it. Like, throw yourself in at the deep end to something that you might not know that you don't like. You might come out of the date and be like, fuck, I don't want to do that again.
But you try something new.
Yeah, but then she might like
it. And people remember it. People remember original dates. If someone's like invites you something creative, you're going to remember that.
Never just go for drinks, because...
Yeah, ladies... Ladies, yeah. I am telling you, do not go for drinks. It is $14 and going to be a waste of your time. And please, please, for the love of God, do not pay to Uber yourself to the date where he is going to just buy you a drink. It sounds it. This thing is, it sounds so old school, and it sounds like, oh, blah 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 blah. But it's like, no, it's about intentionality. It's about that man putting in effort. It's about that person putting in energy. Because it's gonna, if you're the one girl who says, yeah, no, sorry, like that doesn't work for me, you could say it nicely. Again, you're not like saying this in a bitchy way. I'm just being direct right now because my Mercury in Taurus is coming out, and it's Tuesday, which is ruled by Mars, so this is a more aggressive energy. But you say it in a kind way. But you might be the person that makes them think, oh shit, this girl's not just gonna meet me.
This girl's got standards. Yeah, I have to work for this.
Yeah, it's not just going to be. She's not an Amazon Prime package with 2-hour delivery. She's going to Uber herself to the date.
And then you'll also see how interested you really are from a guy's point of view.
Exactly.
If you're like, oh shit, I'm going to have to like work for this. If a girl first date says, don't sleep with someone until I'm in a relationship with them, you know, and you straight away kind of fall back, and you're like, oh shit, like, I'm not looking for that. That seems like too much work. Then this isn't the right thing for you. So you got to find out.
You weed the people out.
Yeah. And also I would say, I know you're not for a coffee walk, but a coffee walk over a drink in a bar all day. If I'm giving advice to women.
But no, but like I would just even say they need to put in more effort, because men remember what they put effort and energy. And he's going to remember that he had to research and Google and find the restaurant and find your food.
What happens if he finds the exact your favorite coffee shop from data that is gathered from going on a date, and let's say a vegan muffin from Erin McKenna that you like, and turns up for the coffee walk on time outside
later. This is like, I'm talking first 3 days, those need to be impressive. After that, okay, but these are the three bangers. The first 3 dates are gonna be the most memorable, so you need to, those need to be good.
Dinner first, I would say. Dinner or some form of
activity,
like ice skating at the moment. If you live somewhere cold,
but you can't really do that for too long. But yeah, it's memorable. It's really memorable.
Yeah, it's fun, and it gets people out of their comfort zone. You know, not everyone's as conversational as you and I. A lot of people are a bit more guarded.
I was pretty quiet in the beginning.
Play their cards. Yeah, you were very cold at the start. keep the cards close to their chest. So you know, again, from a guy's point of view, you'll work out how much you actually like this person, or if you just like the way they look or the way they sound, or if you think it's going to make you look good in front of your mates or your boss, even whatever it might be. There's a million scenarios, right?
The next question is, how did you guys meet and first impressions? Well, we met on Hinge, the wonderful app of 20. It's so crazy. Many people I know who are getting engaged and married from Hinge. It's kind of like...
Yeah, I want a sponsorship deal.
Yeah, me too. Hey, please, if anyone listening to this knows anyone at Hinge, I am not kidding. Please contact me. I am not being... I am 100% serious. The law of six degrees of separation. Through six people, right now someone listening to this knows someone at Hinge, and I would like to be connected with them if it serves the highest good. Okay. So we met on Hinge. What was your first impression of me?
I thought you were a Russian bot.
he thought I was a catfish.
Yeah, because you looked very, you know, very, very, what's
I wish
word?
I wish
very
I...
professional photos from, obviously, what I later found out was your career, right? And not too much information given, but you looked extremely, extremely Russian. And I was like, right, I'm going to drop my message. I think you had... I can't remember what my first comment was.
Something about margaritas.
Yeah.
You asked me something about... I had something on my page about margaritas at the time because I drink. And I was like, I don't know. Because, you know, Hinge has prompts. Now they're different. But I wish I had a screenshot of my old profile. Oh, that'd be so good. But you engage with one of my prompts.
Yeah. So it wasn't just, hey, you look good in this picture, or hey, nice bum or something.
No
it
one was says like, shit like that, though.
Of course they do.
You think?
Yeah. If you think that's a...
I don't think I've ever gone crazier, somewhere.
I have some friends that have some pretty, pretty outrageous openers.
That's crazy.
Phil, who you met at the wedding, like his opener on Tinder is always just Netflix and Phil, ?
That's gross.
But it works, right?
But I would not tell girls to be with someone like that. no offense.
But he's not in a long-term relationship, and that's just probably why. No offense to him. love you, Phil.
We're just using you as an example.
So for us, it was, you know, I prompted, Pauline didn't message me first. And then we
Yeah, do not message someone first as a girl, I don't
yeah,
think.
Yeah, we got chatting.
First impressions. You was like a play by play.
First impressions, I thought you were a bot.
But then we met, first impressions.
Oh, so I'd been out with work on a
Friday.
On a rewards dinner. For hitting target that month. So I'd been in Avro in Beverly Hills for about 4 hours, drinking quite heavily, drinking a lot of wine, shots, all sorts. So when I turned up to the date...
Why did you drink? Were you just nervous?
No, just having fun with work people.
But
right?
You knew you were going on a date later.
Yeah, but I thought you were a bot. So no. I didn't know. I genuinely. Okay. And so everyone I work with also said, she's a bot. She's not real. You're not going to.
Okay, so
this isn't a real date. And they honestly thought that I was going to show up and get stood up and you weren't going to be there. So that was playing in my mind all day. So maybe there were some nerves.
Well, like, what if. So you, if I just interrupt, you just go back and meet everyone?
Yeah, if they were still out, I think everyone had gone home at that point.
Okay.
So that was my first impression was, wow, she's real. and she looks better in real life than she does in the pictures. So
wow.
I was very, very happy. And if you remember,
he was so chatty.
Yeah, which will be a combination of nerves, Dutch courage, and just, you know, being a little bit excited, I guess.
He was so okay, my first impression, I like vividly remember like looking, I was looking for you and you're wearing a blazer. It was like, it was like a casual blazer, not a tuxedo. It was like baby blue, silver gray.
It's more of a beige color.
Okay.
But anyway.
Okay, and you looked so put together, and then you came up, we sat down, and you were so chatty. I could tell you were, like, you know, people are nervous, they talk a lot. So we were at Into the Seventh Ray, and there was, like, a couple we were watching their first date, and the guy, I remember, he was so chatty, like, because I find that people are nervous are really chatty, which is true, because sometimes when if I feel nervous, I'm chatty. Well, actually, I don't know, because I can go two ways. If I'm nervous sometimes, I'll really withdraw, like, I won't talk. But I could be overly chatty. Anyway, you're very chatty. You were very engaging. I could tell. I'm like, he has had some wine today. But then I was like, okay, you're nervous. Because I would have a glass or two.
Then I ordered us a whole bottle.
A whole bottle of wine. Yeah, they bring over that like thing that they put the ice in. I forgot what it's called. And I was like, oh, he was so funny. And then even on the first night, he was like inviting me on a date the next day. But I genuinely had Pilates or something. He thought I was lying. But at the time, we met before the Coco. So I had Pilates was open. But anyway, I just thought you were very social. You were very chatty. You were very engaging. You shared a lot about yourself, which is really good. I find that that's a green flag. I think that it's really weird when people don't talk with themselves. Like, you know, it's kind of a sign of like, I don't know. I don't think that's a good sign when someone doesn't talk about themselves at all. Like, I mean, I'm pretty private in the beginning. I don't think I shared too much about myself, but I also was still open about like where I lived, what I did,
yeah,
you know,
your background and your career, my back and family. And...
Yeah. Yeah. So it was still, but like, so if someone's really secretive about their life and where they live and I don't know, I'd just be really, that's like a red flag to me. But I like open people. He's an Aquarius with a Libra moon. You're open. You're chatty. So I remember you being very talkative, very engaging, and I really, really like that you're trying to make plans for the next day. Even though I was like, this guy thinks I'm gonna go to the beach in a bikini on the second day I met him. He's out of his mind. He was so funny. We're at the first date, and he was like, well, after this, when we go, because we went to like dinner. I don't know if we ate or just had wine. I don't remember.
We just had drink.
Yeah, it was at the Montage in Beverly Hills. We actually went back the Saturday Sunday before that, we went back and recreated our first and second date. Our first date was at the Montage in Beverly Hills, and our second date was, used to be Cafe Gratitude on Cannon in Beverly Hills, because I used to live in Beverly Hills, really close to that area, like walking, and it's now Miramé, which is delicious. But I remember you being like, yeah, after this, we're going to go somewhere. And I was like, this guy, it's like 11. He thinks I'm going to go somewhere at 11? So I just found you very engaging. And I like, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure you texted me that, like, if I got home safely, but we Ubered together. And then the next...
I texted you to say that I enjoyed it, and I'll text you in the...
Yeah.
In the near future or something.
In the near future. Life. I'll text you in the near future. I might as well text you... Hey,
And then second date was the middle of that following week, the Tuesday or the Wednesday.
Then you text me the next day.
After work, when I used to have to drive to work in West Hollywood. And we met, and we didn't have much time. I only had an hour or so, so we just had a quick dinner, didn't we?
Yeah, we had Cafe Gratitude, which is it all vegan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm just trying to say that my first person, there was a lot of effort, because you texted me on Saturday to hang out, but I had a hair appointment, actually, and I saw my parents, and then... What was that? And then we still kept in touch all those days.
Yeah.
Like Sunday, we were like, let's make a plan for Monday. This is again before the Coco, before remote working. So like we agreed on that. And then after that Tuesday, I think we went out again Friday, and then I think Saturday, and then Sunday. And then here we are, you know?
Yeah, so we moved. And then we did the third date, we did the Broad Museum.
And we had, yeah, that was really
and
downtown.
The fourth date, we went to the theater.
Was that the fourth date, the theater? No, we also went like and got coffee with our dogs because you were watching.
Yeah, I was watching Monty as well. Yeah, then we did the. What was the show called?
About the
The Mormons.
The Luck of the Mormon. What was it called? You know, the
I can't remember.
Yeah,
but
I can't remember.
Funny.
But that was good. Very like good dates you planned. We're gonna finish out with this question because a lot of people have this question. Okay, is your hubby?
I was just getting settled into the
vibe.
The vibe.
Yeah, DM me if you want a part two. Let me know. And if you're still listening at this point, I would love for you to screenshot and tag me on Instagram so I can repost you. I always say this, but I love seeing who's listening. I love seeing who's listening consistently. I love expanding our community. So when you share, not only do I love connecting with you, but I love getting out our message further and into the horizons.
I think we should do all red flags that women should look out for.
A full episode.
And I can give you, as a guy who's dated, when I'm not that interested in someone, wouldn't previously have had the balls to turn around and tell them that I'm not interested, I would kind of just slowly stop talking and like, fizzle out.
Slowly.
Or honestly, just kind of make stuff up and say I had work or that it was
good.
An emergency. Yeah, I know, but it's part of the dating game. So either on the next one or at the end of this one, after your next question, I'll give all the ladies some advice on what to look out for.
Okay, we're going to do 5 minutes of each question. So the first 5 minute question is your hubby equally spiritual into what you do? If not, how did you introduce him to it? So kick it off, baby.
Not as deeply into it, but I've been in a place before where I've hit my own rock bottom through an injury before, and
that was like your spiritual awakening. It was during his Saturn return.
Yeah, something looked out for me. Something kept me alive. Something got me out of the coma that I was in, and that's not a figurative coma, a real life coma. And I thought there was something greater than me. So I had great people around me after that time, and was getting into meditation. Would read a lot more. Started to read more about the
health. You got into veganism.
Yeah, that's true. But also just about being more conscious and being more awake. And then that kind of carried on going. And then when we met, it was mostly eating vegan.
You were meditating consistently when we met.
No, I wasn't meditating consistently. It was meditating.
Now
I meditate every day. I have two different journals. Write
Peloton.
Things down when I'm stressed.
You cycle.
Yeah, Peloton.
Take some microdose.
But that isn't spiritual, is it? It's more.
But it's still you're committed to practice.
Yeah, so I'm not as deeply into. I'm not into astrology, I'll say. That's an area that I'm not really dipping my toe into right now. But I'm definitely in the belief that there is something greater than us, and that what you believe
will manifest 1,000%.
Genuinely does affect what happens in your life. And as someone who's known amongst their friends and family as being overtly negative and always finding the negative in everything, I still do that sometimes. But for the most part, I see the best in things. And I've certainly opened my eyes more to what else is out there and how far I can develop myself internally.
What an answer. That was deep. All right, very quick, 3 red flags. We have like 5 minutes.
I thought we were doing 3 more questions.
No, I said 5 minutes for each question.
Right, this harks back to my 5 kind of rules for being a guy and dating and relationship.
Do you remember the
you
question?
You have to be consistent.
Okay, but no, we're talking about 3 red
flags.
Yeah,
this is a red flag. Let me finish.
Okay.
So if a guy is not consistent, let's say you go out on a date, you know, it's good, you enjoyed it, then he messages you the next day, he's like, cool, let's go out on the weekend or something like that. But then the day of or the day before, it's, oh, hey, sorry, I can't make this anymore. I'll get back to you when I've got some free time. Something like that. That's just a random example. If people aren't following through on what they say they're going to do, always give someone the benefit of the doubt once. I know you don't always agree with that, but
I don't. If it's the early stages and it's a date, someone will make it happen. They would not cancel on you the day of. Let's say they couldn't make it, and like it was on Saturday. They would tell you like Thursday, like, hey, that first what they would do is they would tell you in advance, and they would reschedule. So they would say like, I can't, hey, like 3 days ahead, I'm so sorry, I can't Saturday, but like Sunday. But even that to me, I don't know. I'm very cutthroat. Or like, I think if you make a plan, you want to show up unless they get. I don't know. Like,
unless
I
the dog's
get,
sick or something.
Yeah,
there could be
I get it.
reasons.
I
So,
do believe that there can be reasons, but I just think. It's where women need to use their intuition, you know? You could just see through the feel through the BS if it's BS.
yeah, what I was saying for women to look out for, consistency. Make sure someone's backing up what they say. Make sure someone's following up. Make sure that
Keeping your
the.
word is so important, or even small things. Like if you say, I'll text you when you get home, the first date and they don't text you, like like keep your word.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're not seeing consistencies, that's a massive, massive flag. Another big flag. If someone's not showing, a keen interest, if someone's not asking questions, if you're leading the date and you're kind of fishing for information and there's just nothing really progressing and you're struggling to keep the conversation going, I think it's because that person's kind of withdrawn. They could have something going on, but I think for the most part, they're probably just not that interested because people like to talk about stuff. People like to talk
People can
about,
talk about themselves.
what
I'm
they've
sorry.
achieved, what their goals are, what their ambitions are. So I think that's definitely a flag as well.
I think any kind of lies, which goes up to the first one, but any kind of lie, I just think to me is a red flag. Any kind of lie. I don't know.
I've got a load of things in my head. I'm just trying to think of something. You very specifically said three.
I guess okay. Can I say something? One goes off of the one that you were saying, like consistency. Because if they're not consistent, that probably means that they're going on tons of other dates, and you're not a priority. Let's just be honest. Like, I think because someone likes you, they're gonna. If okay, it's like little kids when they find a new brownie. If they like you, they will move everything in their schedule to hang out with you, men and women. I just know that from people I've seen. Like, if someone likes someone, they'll like move everything else. They'll go above and beyond. They'll think of like they will make it a priority to see that person. Like, you know how there's this quote that's like, "If you want to, you will." Like, kind of vibe. There's a funny reel where like a girl made a reel, or I've seen it before, where girls are like, "If he wanted to, he would, and if he hasn't, he doesn't want to." It's kind of like. It, you ha and this, it hurts because girls don't like, we don't like rejection, but it's like saving you. Rejection is redirection, baby. Life is redirecting, and they're like, no Chad, no Brian. I don't know those people with those names, that's why it's easy. Actually, I do know one Chad, but no Chad, no Brian. Like you, it redirects you. So that was just kind of going off what you were saying, that consistency. If they're like, yeah, in 2 weeks on Wednesday at 4, you're like, unless they're really busy, they have multi, I don't know, like unless they maybe like they're by coast or. There's some valid reason, then I don't know. But then, do you want to date someone like that? Anyway, continue.
I also think that if I let's go with your thing, a lie, right? Let's say someone tells you what their job is, what they do, or where they come from, or whatever. But if they can't confidently talk about what that is or give examples of,
They're vague.
if people are vague and wishy-washy, and
You know what?
I don't know, it's a really hard one to pinpoint and be concise about. I just feel like I'll ramble if I.
Yeah. Well, I guess my. I don't know. This maybe can be our final one, but it was just to say, like. Look, there's a quote that's like, tell me who someone's friends are and I'll tell you who they are. I really strongly believe that, honestly. I mean, to a certain degree, I understand how you can, like, especially if you live far away from them, you don't hang out the whole time. But if someone's hanging out with someone consistently, like every weekend, you can kind of know that
Yeah, and
they're.
they're going to have a cantina every weekend, and they're trying to bring home a new girl every
Well, like
week,
whatever their friends
like.
are, yeah, it's like if you have five, if you there's you know what Louis said when we did the live, he's like, if you have four broke friends, you're gonna be the fifth. If you have four fat friends, you're gonna be the fifth. Versus if you have four successful friends, you're gonna be the fifth. If you have four wealthy friends, you're gonna be the fifth. So it's kind of like, so people hang out with people who have a lot of similar interests. So look at who their friends are. If their friends are amazing, like inspiring, cool, successful people, conscious, like interesting and healthy relationships, they're probably going to be like that because they're interested in that. If all their friends are out partying, wilding,
as the youth. I can't fully agree with that because I come from a different culture than you do, right? People in England, people party, people go out and drink, people meet at the pub, people do everyday tasks.
But I'm saying if all their friends are doing that.
Yeah, but that's just what people do where I come from. People just go to the pub.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying that, like, then probably that person would probably be doing that. And if that's not something you want to engage in, then I would look out for that.
Yeah, definitely look out for who someone spends their time with.
Or what they do.
It shows what they value with their time.
What they do. What do they do in their free time?
You can't always judge someone based on their friends. But if people are constantly giving examples of, oh, hey, John did this, and John did this, and oh, isn't this funny that John did this, and oh, last night, guess what John did, and like, guess who John brought home last night. Don't know who John is, but... then yeah, you're probably thinking if that's what is like, you know, you're talking to someone and you're trying to gauge someone's interest.
And if I find that funny and interesting, I'd be like, red flag.
Yeah, then that's a flag for sure. But they can't give you that same energy. They can't get excited about what you're interested in.
They can't give you that. You said that was like a real. They can give you that same energy.
Yeah, someone can't give you the same energy, but then and they don't seem too excited, and they're not chatty, and they're not giving you information, and they're withdrawn, or they're cagey, or they say follow your intuition, first of all, but again, just you have to see through. You said the BS. You have to be able to. Yeah, you have to be able to read someone. It's a lot easier because of the work that I'm in, and it's a lot easier for you because you work with people every day and you hold space for people and you learn about people. But just as a general piece of advice to women, if you're on a date with a guy and he's not getting excited about what you're into, and he's not getting excited about arranging the next date, or he's not looking forward to you guys doing stuff together, but then his face lights up when he's talking about John going to Club Live and spending $5,000 in the strip club on the weekend.
Who is John, babe?
I don't know.
John is
someone that I previously would have spent a lot of time with. No. Maybe 5 years ago.
No.
Yeah, before my awakening.
And
I have a few Johns at home that I'm still extremely close with, and I have nothing against them, but I don't think they're looking for long-term relationships, which is kind of the gist of this podcast.
Okay, well, my conclusion is look what someone does in their free time. Because if I didn't know me and I just looked at what I did in my free time, hike, read, listen to audiobooks, take courses, do yoga, learn, travel. I'm not saying this to my own horn, but like, I'd be like, that would be give me enough. Versus if I was like, if you look at someone and they're like going to the club, doing drugs, going to music fest. I mean, I'm not judging, but you gotta know what you want. You know, that's the conclusion. Yeah. It's like, if you want a part, like, I'm not looking for let's travel around the world and go to music festivals. I'm looking let's build an empire together.
Yeah,
and
let's buy houses around the world.
Yeah, and let's have epic children. Like, so no, let me finish. So I'm just saying, look at what someone does in their free time. I don't know, because I think that. No, I'm going to say this. I don't care how bold this is. If someone is committed to a higher path, they're going to be wise with their time and energy. They're not going to be fucking around. That's a boy. If it's a man, he's going to be committed to his path. He's going to be committed to becoming better. He's going to be committed to something greater than himself and his vision. Maybe it's for his business. Maybe it's for his life. But he's not going to be fucking around. He's going to be doing things and wanting to be productive. Like you on the weekends, you're like, let's do this. You know, like, are they looking for an escape, or are they looking to build a successful future?
That is for
friends and for anyone. Like, is this person looking for little pleasures to escape reality, or are they looking to create the most epic realities? I'm looking to create the most epic reality for myself and those around me, and I'm only want to be on the wavelength of people who are doing the same.
Yeah, to follow up on that.
Mic drop. For me.
Ambition is if I was going to write down 3 points that
his
I
Venus
to learn,
is in Capricorn. Do you see? This is why he likes this.
Yeah. So like, if I was looking for things that if I was going to take a date seriously, or if I was looking for something long term, for me, ambition is the biggest turn on. Me personally, someone that, again, coming back to the start as well, like people that are independent on their own and don't need you to be that person for them. For me, it's them rewarding to do something for you. Like, you don't need my money. You don't need shit from me. Like, apart from me to cook for you and do laundry and do other jobs around the house.
He's really good at cooking, you guys. So, yes, and he's... And you're just... You do laundry so quickly. So, he does cook and do laundry. But because he's just so fast. Yep. Like I wake up and he's like a ninja. I'm like, how did you in 40 minutes do that? It would have taken me 2 hours.
Exactly.
And his mom's a chef. So, you're... That's... True. He's good at cooking.
True. But, like, I... Again, this is coming back to me personally. I want to be the provider. I want to be the husband. I want to be the protector. I want to be the person who you go to first. And I think it doesn't take many dates, just to finish off this episode, as it were, to figure out that about people. I think three or four dates, you can find out what someone's true ambitions are. You can find out what someone really wants from life.
Mm-hmm.
And if that isn't in line, it doesn't need to be exact, doesn't need to match, but if it isn't in line with what you see your future being, like if you're, you know, let's say you work really hard, you went and did a master's degree, but the job that you want to do pays a maximum of 50K a year. Maybe in 10 years you could be a senior manager and get 70K a year, whatever it might be.
But you want to be making 100K a month, baby.
Yeah, yeah. And but then someone else, but then you're like, this is what I want to do, this is my career.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, all good. But do you have any greater goals than that?
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, and then I'm coming into that and, you know, I want to earn millions every year and I want to have houses all over the world and I don't want a 9-to-5 and I don't want to do that stuff.
It's honesty, right? Again, yeah. It's not saying anyone's better or worse, or
yeah, it's just not like judging someone.
You're just seeing, are we compatible? That person wants,
you
maybe
have to align. You have to have end goals.
That person might not want to move. They might want to stay in that company. Like, saying they might want to work there for 10 years. That, like, they might desire that. So it's like, you're just not. And like you're saying, I think when you don't need something, people want to give it to you. So when, like, two last things I'll say, when you're desperate and you're going on dates and you want a relationship, men can feel it.
Oh, we can smell that and a mile away.
And women can feel it. And the same thing, like you said about the money thing, when you're not trying to take anything from someone, that the other person wants to be generous. I feel like I never tried to take anything from you, because it's just not my energy. You're so giving and you're so generous, because people can feel that. No one wants to give when they feel like someone's trying to get something from them, especially early on in dating.
The worst thing, if someone's like, oh, I want to go to this restaurant, and then you go to that restaurant and it's not about the food, it's not about the ambiance in that restaurant, it's so they can just Instagram it.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh, this guy took me here, or I've been here.
I didn't post any of our first for no, our yeah, stuff sorry, no, yeah.
I wasn't talking yeah, about like, you in general.
Let me tell you,
like, I just don't think, and I've got a lot more experience, you know, I'm 33 in January, this is the longest relationship I've ever been in, so take everything I say with a pinch of salt, people.
And you're married, though.
Yeah, but like I say, I've spent a lot of time being nomadic and moving around and living in different places, so like dating hasn't always been something long-term for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was looking for it, when I was pushing for it, it never happened, because I must have just been giving off this aura of desperation.
Aura.
Yeah, I think desperation is a good one, but or just an unwillingness to...
Receive.
Yeah, to change.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just so set on what you're looking for. If you're looking for looks or success or fame or money over how you raise children, how you look after kids when they're sick, if you're into certain doctor-advised therapies or you're into being holistic, if you two are not on the same page when it comes to that, it's never, ever, ever going to work. So ask as many questions as you possibly can in the first 3 dates. Be creative.
Be honest.
Be honest.
With yourself.
Be consistent. Be transparent. If you've got things that are holding you back, and you're not comfortable opening up to someone so early on, cool. But if it's something that's going to affect the relationship down the line, find some way of subtly getting that information out there. Like, if you know that, yeah, in a month we could be in a relationship, we could be official, then you start sleeping together, more emotions come in, more attachments happen, and then you're like, oh, by the way, actually, I have a... I can't even think
of it. I want a VR kid. I'm not going to say
that. I'm really into VR porn or something like that. Like, you've got something weird about you or something that's going to affect the relationship and you don't bring it up early, all you're doing is wasting everyone's time.
That was the weirdest. But where the fuck do you get these?
I'm in the metaverse now, babe. I'm in the crypto world. That's where I live and breathe and where all my work is. And everything's going VR. I'm not going to go VR, although I would like a little animation of myself for the metaverse. I might mint my own NFTs, but yeah, apart from that.
Wow, what an epic episode. This was a treat and a half. If you guys want us to do more episodes, genuinely DM me, and would you want to come on to do more? Would you be able
I'll do one monthly with you if the
people want it.
Yeah, if the crowds are baying for blood, then I'll give it to them, you know.
All right.
Gladiator reference though.
I don't think I've seen that, maybe.
On that note.
Where's Memesy? She laying down behind you. Look.
Oh, she's in her bed.
She's in her bed. This is a conclusion. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this epic episode with my husband. Also, two friendly reminders. We have a few extra spots open for the Sedona retreat. He will be there, baby.
Yeah, I will.
March 13th through March 17th, we opened a few spots due to popular demand. Also, Lust begins on January 9th and doors are closing soon. Lust is my 6-month mastermind and coaching certification program. Definitely check it out down below. I have all the links to everything down below to look at if you want to book the Sedona retreat or you're wanting to get inside Lust. I'll have all of that. And I want to say thank you to our epic guest.
What dates again is
Sedona, March 13th through 17th.
Okay, and the 17th is St. Patrick's Day as well. So potentially if people were bringing I was going to say, I would arrange a St. Patrick's Day Guinness session for the guys in Phoenix.
It's a woman only.
Oh, okay. but I will be in Phoenix on the 17th enjoying St. Patrick's Day. So hopefully...
No, you'll be with the retreat. Helping.
After we've packed up.
No, well, we're going to stay... Anyway. we have a lot... Clearly, we need to go over... there's a full day on the 17th, babe. It's still the full day. It's not done. It's
a full day of St. Patrick's Day.
No. Okay. Well, you. Anyway, my assistant will be there too as well. So, he'll just be in the area.
Yeah, I'll be around.
He'll be around. If you're there, you'll get to meet him. But my assistant and I will be there, ensuring that you have the most epic experience, guiding through ceremonies, healings, energetic work, vortexes, powerful, powerful energetic healing and work. We're going to be doing their manifestation, co-creation, ceremonies, breath work, sound healing, and it's going to be absolutely epic. So with that being said, I love you guys so, 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 so much. Let me know how you enjoyed this episode by letting me know on Instagram, and I will see you next week in 2022. I will see you next week, next year on season 3 of Unlimited Abundance. All right, everyone. So much love to you.
Mwah. Goodbye.
That was goodbye.